Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
I'm John.
Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer, and we'll get this gig underway.
Yeah, before I do, you know, I wanted to apologize to everybody because I feel like a lot of times when I say these prayers, I kind of self-center them. It's more about what we're doing. And, you know, I didn't think that maybe there's people out there that need prayer. So, you know, hey, if y'all want to pray with me, come on with it. We just want to ask Father in Heaven, just thank you for giving us an opportunity to come together and speak to each other and give us a platform to share and giving us the bravery to speak to each other about real stuff. And Father, we just want to lift up anybody who's listening right now. If they of any ailings that they have, physical, mental, emotional, we know that healing comes through relationship with you, Father God, that by your stripes they are all healed. And, you know, whatever they need, Lord, we just want to stand in that gap. And we know that the Holy Spirit is advocating for them. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Whew. All right. So, any news on the sport front you want to share?
Okay. So, I'm on to college basketball. Baseball's picking up now, too. But I'm big March Madness guy. My time is coming, baby. Yeah. But I'm a little nervous right now. Texas is in trouble if they don't win. They could probably split their last four and still get in, but it depends on the two they win. Yeah. They got to play Tech, they got to play Oklahoma State, they got to play Baylor, and they got to play Oklahoma. Now, if they beat Oklahoma State and they beat Oklahoma and they lose to Tech and Baylor, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think they need to win 3 out of 4. Gotcha. So, anyway, yeah, I'm ready for March Madness. I still love March Madness, whether my team's in it or not. Actually, I think when my team's not in it, it makes it a little more fun because I'm not so stressed.
You're not worried about them so much.
Yeah. You know, they were Elite Eight team last year, and they have a really good team, man, but they just haven't really gelled.
Yeah.
Like, they don't play as a team to me. I see a lot of ISO and one, you know, maybe two-man game, but it's not a lot of backdoor cuts and things that I know they're capable of, so I don't know if that's coaching or if it's player or what, but
yeah.
Stressful time to be a Longhorn basketball fan. But the girls are number 3 in the country in basketball.
What's going on with softball, though?
Last I saw, they were number 2 in the country. Oklahoma 1, Texas 2.
To be expected.
Yeah, Oklahoma's got the – they won like 52 straight games.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard.
Go figure.
Yeah.
All right, so we had the race – That ended up being really cool. And then what else did we have? We had something else. Oh, spring training's going on now.
Baseball. That's right. Yeah. Spring training. The Rangers won 10-2 against the Diamondbacks today. That's because that's just what we do. We just beat the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. There we go.
I'm ready to see what they're going to do. You know, they're not going to have Scherzer or DeGrom at least till the All-Star break. Seager might not start the season.
What's going on with Seager?
He had a hernia surgery. Jeez. Yeah, he's not playing in spring training, but that's all right. But you're going to get a lot of good looks at Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford. So
yeah.
We know what Evan Carter is.
I do like Evan Carter, though. He's pretty good.
You're going to like Wyatt Langford, too. If you haven't seen – of course, again, I'm a college sports fan. I watched him last year in the College World Series. He's really good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Maybe we can repeat this deal.
Better's money says no, but yeah. You know, it's really hard. But it's probably harder in baseball than it is any other sport. There hasn't been a repeat champion in over 20 years. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, it could be done, but it's going to be a battle.
Yeah.
And if we can stay healthy this season compared to the way we did last season, they have a much better chance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Injuries really – I don't know how they pulled it off last year. Just got hot at the right time, really.
Yeah.
I got you.
So, we were talking about this episode kind of being a little different.
Yeah.
Kind of just winging it.
Yeah.
Essentially, we're basically gonna try to do this just two dudes sit down, have a conversation, and typically we always have points that we kind of try to reach out and
just generally speak to. Something that we have that we want to talk about. I don't know. I haven't had anything recently that stood out that I really felt like I, you know, like God was squeezing on me. You need to get this out kind of thing.
Yeah, I got you. I would like to talk about something that really kind of got brought to my attention Sunday. Just kind of, you know, as an observer while we were at church, you know, that video clip that they played there towards the end. And, you know, as hard as I was trying to hold it together, I just couldn't.
Me either. I probably was having a harder time than you, my boy.
my eyes was getting puffy and leaking.
And if anybody, obviously nobody knows what we're talking about. We're talking about literally the last moment from the time that Christ was picked up by the soldiers to the time that he was gone off and then risen. And that's in the movie, The Passion. Yeah. It's all something you can see in The Passion, but.
Yeah, they played a clip at church to kind of reiterate what Christ went through. Basically, what it was the sermon was typically basically about the value of something is what someone's willing to pay for it, and the value of our sins got paid for by the blood of Christ.
Right,
and so we shouldn't take that for granted. You know what I mean?
I actually think that we recently kind of talked about that, how we were devaluing the blood of Christ because of our unforgiveness of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, you realize that the price that was paid for you, that's how valuable you are, right? Like,
yeah, that was paid for all of us. I mean, we're valuable. We're not just Joe Schmo. I mean, I apologize if there's someone out there listening and your name is Joe Schmo. That was
congratulations. That's awesome.
That was not driven directly towards you, but
I want to meet him.
Yeah, I did too. I kind of peeked around to see.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, am I the only, I'm the only one up here? Like,
No way, man.
Losing it right now. And as I kind of glared out in the crowd and kind of looked around, I noticed that there were several people that were sitting there kind of basically showing no emotion. I want to say showing no emotion. I don't know what's going on in their heart, but. I kind of wanted to touch on this fact that how we all show our emotions differently, like what may be affecting you in just such a compound way may not be affecting me the same way, but we still have the same love for the situation, the same desire for that situation or whatever. They kind of want to bring that up, see like what your thoughts were on
that. So I actually was thinking too, like, when you believe it as deeply as I do, I don't know how you can see that and not get that emotional.
Yeah.
But then again, too, that might be a little bit of a selfish way of seeing it because dude three rows up and two to the left isn't getting emotional like me doesn't mean he doesn't believe it as deeply as me, and it doesn't mean it doesn't impact him the same way. Maybe that makes him happy because he's like, thank you, God. You know what I mean? Of course, I'm saying the same thing, but it's impacted me in such a
– oh, yeah. I mean, I was
so emotional.
I was sitting there like, oh, my God, like this – like, our God did that for us. Like, he took that beating and that.
You really centered all of that conversation around we love because he first loved us.
Yeah.
And like.
Yeah, we couldn't love if he didn't love us first.
Right. It was really, really impactful. It was really powerful.
That was one of the best services that I've been to in a long time.
And Tanner was his first time.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good one. Yeah, man. I love our lead pastor. He always brings it. You know what I mean? But when you see him get emotional too,
yeah, that was a thing.
And then that even made it harder.
Trying to make it through the prayer after, and I was just like, "Holy crap, man!" I was my eyes were leaking. I broke a seal in my eyes.
And I'm leaking. Yeah. Like the Grinch.
Yeah. It was bad. It was good. It was such a good service. It was such a good message there towards the end. It was just, it was bad for.
Yeah. Well, I think reality of the moment is that we're, you know, roughly a month away from Easter. And that's what, this is all set up for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Easter's one of those three holidays where everybody comes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you try CEO, to bring it.
Yeah. Christmas, Easter, and occasionally.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, you always try to bring your A game as as pastors and worship team and all that stuff, whenever you know you're going to, but I don't know. I'm saying that, and then in the same breath, I'm feeling like I'm saying bad things because I feel like our church always brings the same level of
passion to it. They're always on point.
Yeah. No, you're wrong, man. Not every Sunday is created equal. There are weeks where things don't always go right and things like that, but man.
This last week was amazing.
It was, and I was proud to be a part of it, to be honest with you. To have an opportunity to stand up on stage and or not on stage, but next to the stage and pray with people and you know, I always want more. I always want more, you know. I always want more people to come up there. I prayed with a few.
I got to get myself up there and
you sure did.
Get some of that.
You sure did. Sometimes I go up just when I'm not in. I'm always on prayer tent now, but when I'm not, I sometimes just go up because I'm trying to get somebody else to go up. I want them to see the example. Like, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
I've gone up there.
I was looking for you in the wrong spot,
though. I know. I thought I told you beforehand. I was like, hey, I'm on the left today. Because normally I'm on the right, and today I was on the left, or that day I was on the left. You know, there was a moment, that last song that they played, you know, my friend Bryson.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bryson, one of the best guitar players I know, and he's not going to like hearing that, but he is. He was, that last song they're playing, there's a lead line at the end that the first time he's like, man, I don't got it. Like, I know, like, the first couple of bars, and then after that, I'm pretty much ad-libbing it. And I was like, okay. Well, I was standing up there, and he was on the left side of the stage this time. Usually he's on the right. And I looked up over the keyboard player, and he looked at me, and I was like, yeah. Yeah. Because it was really cool, man. It was like, he's a really, really good guitar player, man. He understands it so good. And I'm a terrible student.
Is that who you go play with?
Yeah. No. I'm a terrible student. But
I think at every human's point in life, if you are learning anything, you go through that phase where you are terrible. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
If you're learning anything new, you're going to go through a terrible student stage.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's human nature. A, because you're human. Yeah. You know, you're susceptible to all the mistakes.
I'd certainly be a lot better if I played more, but, you know, I devote my time to a lot of things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean... You're stretched pretty thin.
At this point, I call myself a hobbyist on guitar playing.
Yeah.
I love playing guitar, and music is one of my favorite things in the world, man. It's like, I love all kinds of music. I love to listen to music, and I love to play, but there's other things that are more important.
Yeah.
Right now, for me.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of stuff going on right now.
There's, outside of family and church on Sundays, man, this is the most important thing for me. Yeah. Like, I love all the other things I do. I think they're very important, too. I want to impact, you know, we want to impact people in our other groups and stuff like that. But this right here has got a lot of my attention. And it's, because it's not easy. Like, this is, well, I mean, we could make it easy. We could just record and throw it out there and forget the rest. But that's not what I'm trying to do, right? I'm trying to, we're trying to grow it. Speaking of which, we have social media now.
Yeah. I would like you to kind of get that out there a little bit.
So it's we're on Facebook, and it's John space Jason space BSW, John Jason BSW, not one word. We've got a few friends that are following so far. We're going to be we'll share a daily encouragement scripture. I shared a deal that I took a picture of the salt shaker effect that I posted. Salt shaker effect, how you, that was your theory about how the single grain of salt is our life, and that's what we focus so much attention on, but really what we should be focusing on is the rest of the salt shaker. And
all the other granules represent eternity,
right? So I took a picture of this with, you know, and all that, and posted that, and then we will be posting the episodes every week when they drop. So, you know, there's that. That's another step.
Yeah, I did notice that our plays have been growing. I want to say thank you to everybody for that too.
Yep.
Followers are growing. Everything is moving in a projected upward motion.
Right. What I said probably recently, I said I was talking to somebody at work and said, as long as we're pointed in a direction of up, I'm happy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we are. We are for sure. And that's an amazing thing. You guys are doing amazing things for helping us get this out there. And this, like we've said many times before, this isn't about us or what we're trying to do for us. This is strictly trying to spread the word and kind of promote this thing through Christ. And
would really love some more interaction.
Yes.
I think the Facebook will help. We have an email address as well. We've had a few emails, bswunbound80@gmail.com. One of the questions was, like, what's your go-to scripture? And I reminded them that Romans 5:3-5 is kind of our go-to. And it's really because in our mind, it's all about process, right? Like, I think if you continue to listen to us for longer than two episodes, if you listen to us for the next 10 years, as long as we keep doing it, you'll start to recognize that that's really kind of center to everything that we talk about. It's really process-driven.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you're a new creation from the moment you choose to take Christ, but you still have to shed all that dead weight and that dead skin, man, and God's chiseling it away slowly because it's painful.
Oh, yeah.
you know what I mean?
And in our last episode, we watched a video on that.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't have to watch it, but y'all should watch it. I can't
Definitely should because
the skit guys.
The end of that, the emotion that he shows is – you can tell it's 100% natural. 100% natural.
It is genuine.
That is genuine emotion, how he feels about the circumstances. I mean, it is a beautiful thing. I love how he talks about, we need to chisel away this addiction you have, this vice that you're running to every time that you have a problem. Yeah. That stands true for a lot of us. I mean, you got to really kind of sit back and think. There's one thing when I can tell you exactly what happens for me when my life, when I feel like my life is kind of in the gutters and things aren't going my way and I have turmoil in my relationships or anything going, like bad vibes at work, whatever's happening in life. I can already tell you the one thing that I do. I can already tell you.
Yeah. You go straight to the bottle.
I go straight to the bottle.
Yeah.
Which is bad. That's bad. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But we all have that one vice.
Yeah.
And life is treating you that way. We all have that one thing we do.
You want to talk about it too. Like, we talked one time about sin, right? And a lot of people define sin as certain types of things. The reality is sin is anything that detracts you from God. Anything that you're putting before God.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
lustful desires.
Yeah, money, lustful desires, alcohol, drugs, pornography. Yeah. Other people,
video games,
yeah, other
movies,
other, yeah, other people, video games, yeah. Movies. I mean, material things, cars,
sports,
your job,
yeah,
any of that stuff. There's ways that you can be sinning in every aspect, but it's your mental capacity to be able to understand that and kind of put that to the side. And be like, right. Okay, look,
you stay here. Yeah,
let's shelf
God's
that
still
for
right
a minute.
Here. Yeah, always. You know what I mean? I love that about you, that you're very committed to that. Like you. All the things that are about that, you know, you're not willing to budge on that. Being a small business owner, you know what I mean? Like you're trying to dig up all the business you can get, obviously, right? But I love the fact that you're committed to that in such a way that you're like, if it's going to take me past this point where I can't be a part of this, that's a no.
Yeah, it is a no.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, that's awesome.
It is a no. The biggest part about it, and I kind of stood – I didn't stand this firmly when I first started because, man, I put in a lot of hours trying to get this thing going or my company going.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of Sundays and Saturdays and always out, like, prowling around looking for cheapest material costs and all that stuff and not spending time with my family probably like I should and taking time off like I should. And it really got me to the point where I was so burned out that – when we started kind of really getting into church again, after, you know, you invited me to Bible study and all that stuff, and really kind of started kind of shifting gears and going back to the right road.
Right.
I really started to kind of notice, like, okay, look, my life, like, okay, here's the biggest part that I want to share with everybody. Am I as financially free right now? No.
Sure.
But am I happier? Yes. Well, you know what I mean?
And okay, it goes back to what have we talked about? Choose your heart.
Yeah.
Right. Which that's not ours. Somebody else made that, came up with that choose your heart thing. But think about that for a minute. Like, you know, this is hard.
Yeah.
You know, that's doing being married is hard. Getting a divorce is hard. Choose your heart. Yeah. Right. Being an addict is hard. Being clean is hard. Yeah. Choose your heart.
It's a lot harder to be an addict.
Right.
In my eyes. Right. I've been one.
But you're on the other side of it, though, right? So somebody who's in the addiction, like knee deep in the addiction, may not see it that way. But they also come to a point where it's like, I got to get away from this. So they, you know, but it's so hard. And heck, you know, my dad being a drug and alcohol abuse counselor, I told you about like seeing people who fall off committing suicide because they don't want to go back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't want to go back.
I'm telling you. I mean it with everything I say. It's harder. It's harder to be an addict.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this, and I don't want anybody to be offended or take what I'm saying out of context. I mean this strictly in this way. When I say it's a little different. When I say once an addict, always an addict, what I mean by that is it's the same for me.
Right.
I've been clean for a really long time. But I still battle those temptations and those and that. And I also too, man, my character is so battered by this. Like, if people see me a little extra hyper one day, they're like, "Hey, yo, like,
are you doing that stuff again?" Yeah.
Or if I when we went to Miami, I got really fit and I started worked out. I wanted to make sure that I had everything going for me, you know. And everybody was asking me then, like, "Hey, man, like, you all right? Are you healthy? Are you doing anything?" Like, no, like, no, dude, this is what I'm doing. Like, I'm working out. I'm trying to be healthy.
Yeah, we're going to Miami, bro.
Yeah,
South Beach. Let's go.
I need a beach body.
You know, I took the beach whale body.
Gee, whatever. But what I'm saying by that is it's hard being a recovering addict. It's hard being sober.
Yeah.
But it's a lot harder being in that addicted phase. I mean, it is a lot harder.
Man, I can only, you know, I've not been into that kind of addiction. And I think that, too, though, you get to speak about it in a different way than I can because, and when it comes from you, it's not disrespectful because you're coming from a place of experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you've been through this before.
I was there. I mean, I walked that pit of hell, you know.
Right.
And
so, like, when you say, like, I hope nobody takes offense to it or whatever, like, I don't think anybody who's an addict who hears another addict speak can ever get offended.
Yeah.
By something that they say. I think that would be wrong.
I just want it to be known that even me, and I'm several years in the recovery stage.
Yeah.
And even for me, there's days.
Yeah.
There's days. There's days, you know, I have,
we've talked about it.
Yeah,
you and I have.
Yeah, we actually had a very, very a very, very deep talk here. It was on one of the episodes that we scratched. I walked in very distraught, very emotional, and we talked about that. That was one of the hardest days that I've gone through in a long time.
Yeah.
I also called you on the phone not too long ago.
Yeah.
I was having a really, really hard time.
Yeah, you had a breakdown.
And it's I'll tell you this much for anybody that is listening and does go through that. As stupid as I felt the next morning, but as free as I felt the next morning at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I getting it off my chest, calling you. As soon as I got home, picked up my phone, I called you. And I was going crazy in my bathroom and just, you know, acting like
I remember the conversation a little bit. I remember.
I was very disappointed with myself.
Yeah.
Very,
very that was definitely what you were. It was shame more than anything that you were doing.
I didn't relapse or anything. I just fell off the wagon on the whiskey.
Yeah.
And man, it just ate me up. It tore me up. And
yeah. For a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
I remember.
I had my kid with me.
Yeah.
I hated that he seen me like that. You know, that really got to me. My wife seeing me like that. I mean, just
right. I know that we were watching a movie or something, and so I didn't. I had my ringer off. I didn't even see that you had called me, and I was like, oh, crap, brother called me.
Yeah.
And I remember you answering the phone. You're all, like, normal, like your normal self. Hey, brother, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, what's up, man? You know? Yeah. And you kind of beat around the bush for a minute, and then it all went sideways.
Yeah, it all came out.
Yeah. It went sideways real fast. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. what do I do here? Yeah. Stop kicking yourself in the butt, man. It's okay. Yeah. You're all right. I said, did you hurt anybody? No. Did you hurt yourself? No. Yeah. Then go to bed.
Yeah. I was so disappointed with myself. Yeah. You know, yeah. I got out of control.
Yeah.
I let the bottle take over.
Such is a lot of people, man.
And for all the listeners that think that when I talk about addiction, that I'm just talking about me, like I've had an alcohol addiction. That's not what I'm talking about. The addiction before this is way worse. But in recovering from that addiction, I really started leaning into alcohol, and just here recently I've been trying to shake that, to get the and I'm doing good. I mean, I mean, with over 3 weeks without any whiskey.
I don't ask. I'm not going to ask.
Well, then, I don't really think about it. I mean,
from our standpoint here, like, we used to keep a bottle on the table.
Yeah.
We have a cool decanter. It's crystal decanter with crystal glasses. And it was cool. It was a cool little piece to the table. We didn't really drink it. We would usually take a little sip at the end of a podcast or whatever. But after that moment, I said, I can't have it out here. I felt like that was a slap in the face to you. Yeah. Even though before that happened, you said, I'm standing in victory over it.
Yeah, but I also, man, that was the thing about it too, is that we recorded that Tuesday.
Yep.
And that was the week before this happened.
Yep.
And I stood there so strong, and I was so, so adamant, and I was conquering it, and then, you know, Saturday it was
the straw broke the camel's back.
Yeah, man, it was. And what it was is it was.
Do you think some of it had to do with the crowd, like the group of people you knew you were going to be with?
Well, you know what started it. In all honesty, I feel like I hadn't seen them in a long time. I was really excited to get to hang out, you know, and. That was my normal thing, man. Every time I'd go over there, I'd just stop, get me a fifth of whiskey, and
that was the routine.
That was the routine. So without even thinking about it, I just
dashed
off, went and got one, and then the really crazy part is about 2.5-3 hours later, it's empty. And then I was mad, you know. And you've seen me drink whiskey. You know how I drink it. It's I drink it like it's water.
Yeah.
I cannot. I typically, a lot of the times I don't mix it. It's just straight out of the bottle. And that was not a good look for me. You know, my kid was with me, and he, you know, of course he didn't ride with me, for any of the listeners. He wasn't in a vehicle with me. You know,
hopefully everybody it goes without saying that we're not condoning doing all that. I'm just telling you, this is what happened.
I'm just trying to explain the severity of the different types.
Well, and I find it interesting that you decided to talk about it today, because it's not something we normally I wouldn't bring that up.
Yeah.
Because, well, really, it's yours. You know what I mean? And I'm not just going to throw it out there for everybody to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
well, and I just want to say this for anybody that is dealing with any kind of addiction, man, and I've felt this way from the very start of any problems that I've ever had. If you can talk about it openly, you are conquering it.
It's definitely a big step.
If you are stashing it and trying to make excuses and you're trying to hide it, it still holds that vice on you.
Yep, it's got you by the boo boo.
Yeah, and that ain't a good look, baby. You know what I mean? That ain't a good look.
Well, and I think it goes to talk about too, like the medical world and the drug and alcohol counseling, all that kind of stuff. World has shifted to where now you can't even use a higher power kind of stuff. And that's wrong, in my opinion, because in order to beat something that's conquering you, that's outside of you, you need something outside of you to help you beat it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So understanding the love of Christ, the love that God has for you, and how much he's going to let you do what you want to do. He's not going to stop you, but he doesn't want you to. And we need to find that freedom. We need to understand what that means.
Yeah.
That freedom. We are free from the bondage of the enemy. We are free from our temptation. We are free. Just because we allow our temptations to beat us doesn't mean we're not free from them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I say you know what I mean a lot. I need to stop that.
I say yeah a lot. I'm like, yeah.
Well,
it's all right.
I listen to a playback and I'm like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Shut up.
It's all right. I do want to real quickly, though, I want to close this out by saying, well, not close out the show, but close out what I've been talking about. I did bring it up for a reason. I really wanted to kind of get it out there that anybody that does have anything that they're dealing with, man, any kind of baggage, any kind of addiction, anything.
Yeah.
Man, there's only one person.
Yep.
That can ultimately decide what to do, and that's you. You really have to take it upon yourself to give it to Christ. In following and doing that, find someone to talk to.
Yeah, reach out to us. Yeah. Let us talk to you. Yeah. I got
my person I talk to. He's sitting across the table from me, and that really does take a huge load off, man. It takes the weight off the shoulders, and really kind of makes it easier to deal with it.
We're willing to pray for you. Yeah. Obviously,
reach out, man.
We're saying all these things like we're going to record it and put it out on the podcast. We're not going to do any of those things.
If you
reach out to us and tell us through either direct messaging, through social, or through our email address or whatever, and like, hey, man, I'm struggling. I really could use your prayer or whatever. I'm not sharing that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not going to tell who you are or any of that stuff, but we'll stand in the gap and we'll lift you up in prayer. And, man, sometimes prayer is a good topic because, you know, even myself, right? Like, I know how everybody views me. Like, I'm so good at prayer or whatever. And I'm really not. Like,
don't let him lie to you.
Stop, man. Like, I'm really – okay, so, like, I don't feel that way, right? But I think we all do that, right? Like,
self-doubt.
I don't know how to pray.
That's the enemy. The enemy is in your head.
Right. I feel like I don't know what to say. Well, look, it's scripturally based. The Holy Spirit speaks on your behalf. When you don't know what to say, don't say anything.
Yeah.
Just say, I'm lifting it up to you, God. Holy Spirit, speak for me because I don't know what to say. Yeah. And he does. He is your advocate.
We actually had a – I want to thank you. I want to say it was Shakespeare. We talked about that in our bumper sticker wisdom too. A wise man
– sometimes says nothing.
Well, no. A fool speaks because he wants to say something, and a wise man speaks because he has something to say.
Wise men speak because they have something to say.
Yeah.
Fools because they have to say something.
There it is. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
I just sounded like a fool there, too.
Never.
No, but I do. I mean, I do think prayer is amazing. And
I think that maybe people put so much weight on it because they don't understand what it is.
It feels like it's daunting, though. I will tell you this. Yeah. I don't – what did I – oh, I said prayer. We had one of our small groups. I said the prayer at one of our small groups.
Yeah.
It was daunting. I rehearsed it in my head over and over all day. I was home all day that day.
Yeah.
I went over it over and over in my head, you know, and I just kept on. And then when it was time, like as I was in there brushing my teeth, I'm just. It's coming out flawless, man. Just boom, 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 boom. You know, firing it off the hip. Everything comes out great. I even rehearsed it for my wife. You know, my wife's like, oh that's amazing. Awesome. Yeah, that's
good. Hey, and then it all so goes good. Away.
That's so good, man. That's so good. And then. It was only eight of us.
I think it's eight of us.
It was only eight of us in there. Seven, not counting myself. So, I mean, like.
What's different than talking to yourself? I already talked
like,
to myself.
I'm like, holy. And then I'm just like,
You know what, though? I do the same thing every single time. Like, I always have a kind of an idea of what I want to say. I never say all the things that I have rehearsed in my mind ever. It's like it reminds me of in The Chosen when he's working on doing the Sermon on the Mount.
Yeah.
Like,
He just said he doesn't want them to salt the earth.
If you ever read the Sermon on the Mount, it's long. It's like, this dude's remembering this in his head. Yeah. I wonder, this is silly, but I wonder if Jesus gets done and goes, dang, I forgot to say that. Yeah. Like I did.
I bet not. I bet he got it all out. I found it very, very interesting, too, Sunday. The description that he made between God and Christ when he talks about him being... giving it, putting himself in a human form.
Yeah.
Dude.
He is God.
I know, but yeah. Like,
you don't just think about it like
you
that.
You don't think about it like until he said that.
Yeah.
He took himself out of the God form and put himself into human form
for you.
All these people that he created, walking by him like gosh. He's nothing, judging him, throwing stones at him, whooping him.
All the people that had been, he had been prophesied to them for generations.
Yes.
Hundreds
totally
and hundreds of years.
Totally just, like, shat the bed with him. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, but do you think about it, the way he presented that? I don't know if I've ever thought about it like that.
It was the best represent. You could never get a better representation, I promise you.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever thought about it like that. I always think about the blood.
Yeah.
But the actual, the living part.
Yeah.
The part where he came and became equal to us.
Yeah. To save us.
To save us.
Yeah.
And we just abused him and mistreated him and didn't love him. And it's fine. And didn't believe in him. And it's all because I love again, in The Chosen, they do such a great job of representing it that, you know, he said something about, I came to be a revolutionary.
Yeah.
Not start a revolt.
Yeah.
Which is conflict.
Yeah.
But to change your minds, to change everything. It's not what you thought it was. Get out of your head. This is what it's supposed to be right here.
It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful scene.
It is. It's that between scene, him and Matthew, too.
Dude, that thing, that, it's, they just get through arguing about how, why is he always taking Matthew with him? Well, why do you think? This dude's got a notebook in his hand 24/7.
He's always writing.
Yeah, that's all he does is write, man. If I had something I wanted to say and make sure it got translated later on in life.
Oh, man.
Matthew's my dude.
I want people to watch. Okay, so it's The Chosen, season 2, episode 8, when Matthew tells him the introduction is bad. He's talking about salt and earth. And he goes through, and it's the Beatitudes, right? You know what? We're going to read the Beatitudes. Let's just do it, because I think that will help a little bit. Well, I know it's in Matthew. I just don't know where. He started literally the way they described it in The Chosen.
I got like an allergy thing going on. Right,
I know.
Here,
I feel bad because I got real silent real quick. Because I'm reading. It's the way the scene plays out is that, you know, he starts talking to Matthew, and I, you know, if you've read the Bible, you know that he's reciting the Beatitudes, and everything he's saying, each of the Beatitudes, he's equating to one of the disciples. You know what I mean? Like this is, he says this because of that disciple. You know what I mean?
And then turns around and looks at Matthew.
Yeah, at the end.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. Okay, so Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 3. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
This next verse is the one he was looking at, Matthew
11. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my follower. Be happy, about it. Be very glad. For a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. Yeah. I'm telling you, when you see the scene, and you
the whole thing shakes down.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful. And I appreciate that that's not scripturally based, but you can see it based on the character of the people of the followers.
It's flashing, too. Like at one point, it's going to Peter.
And
it's going to Mary.
It flashes
at the very end, it's
he's just looking at Matthew.
He's just staring at Matthew.
And Matthew's just writing.
Yeah.
And then he looks up, he's like, oh, you're talking to me? Yeah. Of course, Matthew always like, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you. But yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and I would encourage anybody who hasn't to watch it.
Yeah.
We're only through two seasons. We got two seasons to go, but I only own up through three.
Yeah, we'll have to. Man, it'd be cool if we were at that point. Bible study group just take a day to the theater.
And go watch it.
Yeah, because you can get, I think you catch, you get half a season with each movie ticket. Because we went, I can't remember what we went to see. We went to go see Beekeeper. Beekeeper. And I saw it. And on the little poster they have up there, it shows 1 through 4 or 1 through 3, something like that, and then 4 through 7 or 5 through 8, whatever it is. I want to say it's like an odd number. It's like 7 episodes. This season's like, or season 4 is like 7 episodes. I don't know why, but
yeah.
Of course, I could be way wrong.
It seems to me like, because each season so far has been 8 episodes, it seems to me like episode 8 might be an Easter thing, because it's got to be the resurrection,
the death
and the resurrection. It has to be based on where their story is at and all that stuff. So that might be a full, long, almost like a movie itself episode.
Yeah. How awesome would that be?
That would be fantastic. But
damn, but how would we get, I mean, because how would we be able to pull that off?
We would have to binge a lot.
Yeah.
To get to that point. Easter's only a month away.
Yeah, I know. It's in March. That's, I was like, dude.
Like March 31st.
Yeah, I was like, what the freaking crap?
Yeah. But anyway, if anybody hasn't, you should.
Yeah, for sure. Man, I still smell dirt, dude. That's all I smell is dirt.
So being in the Texas Panhandle. Yeah,
that was not derogatory based on the environment we're in, please.
It's just been really freaking windy here.
Like, if you open the door and look outside, the sky is brown, and
it's because we live in Texas. Dude,
it's just been killing me. The last 2 days have been killing me.
Yeah, I think the average wind speed today was like 31.
Yeah, there was a couple gusts there. I know
they were up there
because I mean I watched it try to take Hat Channel out of my hands. Man, that stuff ain't got. I mean, it don't catch nowhere. It's pretty aerodynamic, you know? And it was still getting caught. But, well, how do you feel?
I feel good. I think we had a good conversation.
I think we had a great conversation.
I think it's different. I'm curious how everybody will feel about it.
Yeah, it was a little different.
You know what? I still keep wanting to pushing it out there that I just, in order for us to get better, we need people to interact with us. And right now, we've got, as far as through the channels that we have for interaction, we've got maybe 3 or 4 people that interact with us. We have some people that will come up to us and say, hey, great job. You're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, they see us out in public and stuff.
Yeah, but not a lot of, hey, you know what? I'm curious about this, or I'd like to know what you think about that, or, you know, something. It would really help us if we could get more interaction. And, you know, we're about 4 weeks ahead of everybody else in recording, so, like, this is a month away. This episode right here is a month away. You know what I mean? But which is fine. I just, hopefully over the next few weeks as episodes drop,
we get a little more feedback.
It will help us. A couple of questions. Somebody asked about our merch. We've talked about merch a few times. We are still in the testing phase, trying to figure out what works.
And then we've had our our design ladies had a couple tragic events happen.
Yeah. So the person that's going to help us make the merchandise and stuff like that is in.
God bless her, because I mean she's an awesome lady and
she's fantastic.
Yeah, she's an awesome lady.
But she's kind of dealing with some loss right now, and I really don't want to mess with her. You know, just pass on my condolences and all that.
Just be there to support. Yep. That's all you can do.
But so I just to remind everybody about the email address, bswunbound80@gmail.com, bswunbound80@gmail.com. And then the Facebook, John/Jason/BSW. Give us a like, share, friend, whatever. I don't know how all that works, but we'll friend you.
Yeah.
We're not blocking anybody unless you start putting stuff on our on there that we don't want.
Definitely needs to be oriented in the same direction we're trying to take everything.
That's right. So we put out a daily scripture, kind of a daily encouragement type scripture, and we will post the episodes to it as well. And we're just trying to get better at telling you what we're going to be talking about in the episodes.
Yeah.
Obviously, episode 8 went pretty decent. It's the conversation with my dad. A lot of people were.
I've had a lot of people reach out, though, and tell me they loved it. I mean, so.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people say they were mad because we left it where we did. I was like, that's where it had to end, man.
That's three parts. I mean,
three parts.
Yeah, we'd have recorded that. I think, man, we were here late that night.
That was a 4-hour recording.
Yeah, we were here late. We started about 6 o'clock, because we sat down and talked a while before we really got started recording, and then
we also had hung out the night before to kind of get our bearings about how the episode
how was going to go. Had to kind of coach Dad through it a little bit.
Yeah. One thing I'll know, we got to teach whoever, whenever we have guests, not to breathe so hard into the microphone with their nose.
Oh yeah.
Or
am I doing it? Do I do it?
No, you're good. me as well though, like, cuz when it gets quiet, you can hear your breathing, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you kind of got to, that's a good time to fade away.
Yeah. Like I do, I'm always leaning back.
So, you know, we said we were going to do like the Bible roulette like once a month or whatever. I think it's just part of the deal now. Right now, Bumper Sticker Wisdom, this is Vincent Van Gogh. And I think it just kind of is appropriate to the conversation. There is nothing more truly artistic than to love people.
Yeah.
Man, I think that's beautiful.
That's a good one.
That is.
Very good one. I don't want to try to steal the show, but I did. I was flipping through this dad joke book earlier.
I love that thing.
And I just got to say, RIP to boiled water. You will be missed.
It's all missed.
Man, I love that book, dude.
I do too.
I sat down, as soon as I sat down, I'm all thumbing through it, and that was all trying to get you with them too.
I bought that at a stinking gas station.
That's the greatest thing ever.
Dad jokes. Gotta love dad jokes.
Gotta love dad jokes.
That's our little deck of cards.
All right, go here ahead. We go. Draw one right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Psalm. Ooh.
All right.
147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
147:3.
Yes, sir. And then Psalms 18:30. Ooh, I like this one. God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. Mm. That's a good one. I really like that one.
I love the fact
I like that.
I love Romans, but we got out. We didn't have
Yeah,
Romans.
We actually didn't have one, finally. I'm going to set this one off to the side.
Yeah, we haven't done that in the past, so all the we could repeat plenty
yeah,
many
times.
Yeah, there
may be some of these getting repeated, but beautiful, 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 beautiful.
That was. So, You have anything else to add?
No, I just want to thank everybody for their patience, for listening to us. And as I've said before, thank you to you. You know, and you know, Godspeed.
I always appreciate your honesty. The fact that you're willing to stand up here arm in arm with me and be as bold and honest as you can be, and
it's a good thing. It works out. It works out really good.
We love everybody out there. Please reach out to us. Help us grow, and let us help you in any way that we can. Yeah. We don't have all the answers, but we sure love you, and we know that this way works. We got to walk it out.
Absolutely.
So from John.
I'm Jason.
Y'all have a great one.
Love you.